Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes when you have a haunting, or I should say almost anytime you have a haunting, you want to find out what caused it. What is its source? Why is it there? Did something happen in a building? Did something happen with an object? Did something happen to a person? What is the reason for the haunting? Also, when you start digging for those answers, you may come across interesting little factoids. Like a very small community being an extreme hotbed, statistically speaking, for very dark people to emerge from. The living people that go and commit horrible atrocities against other living people. Why is it and how is it that you can have one area, one very small geographic area producing such monsters? Living monsters. It's an odd abnormality that you have to kind of take into account when trying to figure out the answer to the question of why is this house haunted? Is it more of the area that's haunted? In our next story, we hear about a couple that moves into a house in an area with just that. A lot of very dark people. Originating from its streets. And as they spend time at this new house, things start to change. Things start to change within their relationship. Activity starts happening in the house. Going all the way to driving one of the people in the relationship to question the other. Question the other's intent. Question the other's sanity. Question the other's validity as being a caring member of the relationship. Almost a paranoid element added into a relationship where there really shouldn't be. And behavior of one of the members in the relationship that's very uncharacteristic of them. Going off, falling asleep, performing actions they don't remember performing. Almost as if something or someone else has taken them over. It makes you wonder the full circle of everything. Could some of the others from the area that performed horrible acts have been taken over? Not looking to make an excuse for any of the horrible things or horrible people, but you have to wonder some of these things. It's a very bizarre, dark story. It's a long one. It's a great one. Take a listen. My name is Lori. My daughter Ashley and I are both into the paranormal investigating world. We've been ghost hunting for a little over 3 years now. I've always been the type of person who believed in reading one's horoscope daily and being entertained by the TV shows they have ghost hunting on. I'm also the kind of person who must see it to believe it. Being a true believer in the spirit world, the afterlife, etc., has made me on the fence. I'm not a religious person, and I could debate all day about whether there's a heaven or hell or if God and the devil actually exist. It would have to be particularly good evidence to turn me into a true believer. Bellingham, Washington, our small hometown, not a city, if one would even call it that, however, we have had our fair share of strange happenings here. Keith, the hillside strangler, for one. He had lived and worked in our fair town for 2 years before marrying a local girl and moving to California. While he was a resident for a short time, he managed to strangle two of our college students that had attended Western. As well as Mr. Banaki, two other mass murderers resided here as well. John Allen Muhammad and his sidekick Lee Boyd Melvo, both well known for their mass killing spree that took place in the Washington, D.C. area. The two managed to shoot down and kill 10 and injuring three others in October of 2002. Also, there is Mr. Ryan Alexander and Terrence Terry Weaver. Mr. Alexander was charged for using a massive fatal dose of insulin, killing a young neighbor boy in 2002, and Terry Weaver raped and killed a woman in 1996. And let us not forget our most recent case of Timothy Forrest Vass, accused of the 1989 abduction, rape, and murder of 18-year-old Amanda Mandy Stavis, another college student home for the holidays. That is just a few well-known crazy strange things that have wreaked havoc in our small community. As far as the paranormal around here, the famous Mount Baker Theater, built in 1927, is a National Historic Landmark in Bellingham for decades. Theater staff has reported unusual phenomena, which has led to an urban legend of a ghost. In August 2010, paranormal investigators affiliated with the Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters and a psychic spent a night in the theater to find evidence of paranormal activity. On the south end of Bellingham, known as Fairhaven, on 12th and Harris Avenue, sits a brick building known as Mason Block, built in 1890. The structure has an illustrious history that includes the Cascade Club, a gentleman's bar where famous guests Mark Twain and William Howard Taft once drank. Some who visit the Mason Block refuse to go up to the top floor, especially at night. A few who have worked in that building claim that there's a lady dressed in a period green dress that moves throughout the building along with chairs moving on their own. Fairhaven has a few other buildings where sightings have taken place, and it does not matter if the buildings are old or newly built, it is the Fairhaven area that holds the spirits. And then we have our Bayview Cemetery. The monuments in Bayview Cemetery are believed to possess paranormal qualities. According to legend, anyone who lays on the monument deathbed will lose years from their life. Another monument named Angel Eyes is believed to be the spirit that is known to wander the cemetery grounds, along with the apparitions who like to make an appearance by floating around the place. Those are just a couple of the hot spots for paranormal activity around here. But our story starts with a couple of friends of ours who moved into a new rental house that sits just on the outskirts of town. We'll call them Brad and Jenny. The house was perfect. It was cheap rent and it stood directly across the highway from where Brad was employed at the time. What could be more convenient? It was around noontime on a Monday when I went to see how Brad and Jenny were settling into the new place and offer my help of unpacking if it was needed. The last time I'd seen both Brad and Jenny, they were loading up their truck with their first load to be moved. Both were excited about the new place. They could not believe the deal they had gotten on the rent and how Brad's job was just across the highway. The only thing that worried Jenny was the house sat close to the highway, and since the road was so well traveled with speed limits of 50 miles an hour, she worried about their small dog. She'd insist that Brad build a small run for the dog, avoiding the chance of the dog ever running into the road. The highway is well known for fatalities. The place that Brad worked at across the road from their new house happened to be the one who was called to clean up those fatalities. Other than that small detail, everything was perfect. The day I arrived, I found Jenny alone in the kitchen. She was in there hanging wallpaper. Jenny informed me that Brad had to run some errands picking up supplies for the house. So Jenny welcomed my help in the kitchen. We both got to work cutting and hanging the pretty wallpaper Jenny had picked out for their cute little kitchen. And we worked, we chatted about some of the improvements that the two had talked about doing around the house. Sounded like it was going to be a busy summer for them, but Jenny was excited about the projects ahead of her. I asked how it was going otherwise, like settling into a new place and getting used to new surroundings. I noticed that Jenny was looking a little tired, like she was not sleeping very well. However, they were moving, so I left it to that. She mentioned that the old house had its creaks and moans and that she had to get used to the new noises and strange sounds. She was a little worried, though, about the electrical system throughout the house. That, too, was one of the reasons for Brad's supply hunting that day. He was out getting a new breaker box and some new wiring for lighting in the dining room. Jenny told me that the lights would either turn on when they would turn it off or would turn off when one of them turned it on. Plus, she said that it was rather strange, but late at night, they could hear the next-door neighbors out in his yard whistling, or what sounded like whistling. It struck me as odd, but I figured, well, to each their own. After a couple of hours, we had all the new wallpaper hung, and it looked great. I told Jenny that I'd stop back the next week and help her hang new curtains that she had mail-ordered. I said my goodbyes and headed home. The following week, as promised, I arrived at Jenny's. I knew that Brad would be at work and figured we could get her curtains hung in no time without him being there to distract us from the job. It was around 10 when I knocked on Jenny's door. I could hear her dog barking as usual when someone knocked. So waiting for her to answer with the dog pacing the floor and barking, I figured she would answer right away. Again, I knocked and the dog continued to bark and pace the floor. Still, no answer. I knew she was there because her car was parked in the driveway. I knocked once again and waited and still, no answer. I figured that she may still be in bed. I left to make a quick run to the store. I figured if anything, she would be up by the time I got back with donuts and coffee. At least that would make up for waking her up. I was gone about a half an hour when I returned to Jenny's and knocked, and this time she answered the door. Coming in, I started apologizing for showing up early and hoped I had not woken her up earlier by knocking. How long ago was that? She asked. I said, maybe a half hour ago. Looking at me strange, she said, she'd been up since 7 a.m. and hadn't heard anyone knocking at the door, nor did she hear the dog barking at any time in the morning. Well, maybe around on the back porch and couldn't hear me. I asked if she had the washer running, and she told me that she had not started the laundry, nor was she in the shower before I could ask. We both thought out loud that it was odd that she had not heard a thing. Who knows, she said. Let's get to work, and thanks for the coffee. We worked in silence for a bit, then I asked how her things were going in the home improvement department, and suddenly, out of nowhere, Jenny was crying. Stepping down off her step stool and sitting down on the kitchen floor with her head hung is when I noticed her whole body started to shake. I stepped down off my stool and went to her and asked her what was wrong. She pulled her cell phone from her pocket and started to scroll through her photos. I sat there watching her. She looked up and said to me, I had captured something unreal on my phone and needed to tell someone about it. She was afraid to tell Brad because she did not want to sound crazy to him. I took her phone and watched a 2-minute video she shot 2 nights before when she was alone around 3 a.m. I asked her why she was alone at 3 a.m. and she told me that Brad had picked up a second job that week before delivering the local newspaper. She explained that his route started at 11 p.m. and he didn't return home till around 6 a.m. Jenny didn't like the idea of Brad taking on the second job, but they were trying to save up money so they could someday buy their own home. After watching the video, I asked Jenny exactly what it was that I was watching. Jenny suggested that we move into the living room and get more comfortable, and she would tell me everything. Jenny started up by telling me all the strange things that had been going on in the house from the very first day that she and Brad moved in. Afterward, I asked her why she hadn't said anything to me. Again, she had the excuse that she did not want to sound like a crazy person. She said, when I said it all out loud, it does sound like a crazy person telling made-up stories. The first thing Jenny noticed was how she would hear Brad calling her name throughout the day when she knew he was at work and not at all in the house. She also explained to me all the strange sounds she would hear and the strange shadows she would catch out of the corner of her eye. She said that she was becoming terrified about going onto the back porch only because off the porch there was a door that led to the basement, which she will not go near. She told me that she had also witnessed things moving on their own, along with cabinet doors opening and closing by themselves, and she mentioned that she had been descending the staircase, the steep staircase in their bedroom upstairs one day. She said it felt like someone had pushed her from behind, making her slip down the stairs on her butt. She told me that she had told Brad about the push down the stairs. However, he laughed it off and told her to be more careful, saying it was a new house to her and she just had to get used to it and the stairs are at a steep angle and she just misjudged her step. Upstairs, 2 bedrooms had been created out of the attic. They sit across from each other. These bedrooms both have low angled ceilings. If you wanted to stand straight up, you would have to be in the center of the room. There was only one window in each room. Brad and Jenny's bedroom window faced the front of the house, and the room across faced the backyard. The house is a 3-story with basements, and the second floor was the laundry room and back porch. Then of that was the kitchen. Off the kitchen was a stairwell leading up, and then the living and dining room, one more bedroom and one bathroom. The year before Brad and Jenny moved in, the previous tenants had started on remodeling the front half of the house. Then one day, out of the blue, those tenants up and moved in the middle of the night. The owners figured the real reason for the midnight move was to avoid the back rent they owed. Outside was a good-sized shop, and in the backyard stood a broken-down chicken coop. The yard had some old dead trees in it, and Brad had planned on cutting them down that summer, giving him enough room to lay out a garden for Jenny to putter around in. Jenny had stumbled upon the video on her phone by accident. She said she was getting ready to take some before and after shots of the kitchen when she saw the video on her phone. She explained to me that she was alone the night of the video, and she had been asleep upstairs. She said she awoke to what felt like someone sitting down at the foot of her bed. Still half asleep, she figured that it was Brad returning home. When she glanced at the clock on the shelf, she noticed that it was only 3 a.m. and Brad was not due home for another 3 hours. Flipping on the light, sitting next to the bed, she thought it was the dog jumping up on the bed, but she found the dog to be nowhere around. She said she felt like something was telling her to grab her phone and start recording. She went on to say that while still sitting in bed, she started recording on her phone. She held it out in front of her, and she flicked the light back off and sat back. That was the last thing she remembers. The next day, she said she didn't even remember waking up at all. When the light flicked off in the video, it looks rather strange. It looks like the light sweeps out, not flicks off. It wasn't until 2 days later, when she wanted to do the before and after shots of the kitchen, is when she discovered the video, and she admitted that since finding it all, she has done a lot of worrying and crying. It's pretty much all she's done. Jenny told me she feels like something bad is going to happen, that she feels alone and helpless in the house. She told me that sometimes when she gets the feeling that someone is in the house with her, watching her, and she'll just go outside and sit in her car for a while, then go back inside. I noticed that Jenny has been keeping the curtains drawn in the living room before she's had them open all the time. Handing me her phone, I closely watched the video, but since the video was so short and quick, I didn't see a lot. I watched the video once again, paying close attention to the details, and this time I became terrified as well of what I was seeing. I immediately called my daughter Ashley and asked her to come over right away. Within an hour, Ashley had arrived, and I told her what Jenny had told me, and we showed Ashley the video. Ashley was floored by what she saw on that video. Ashley carefully asked Jenny a few questions about some of the things that had been happening to her around the house. Ashley has a way with people to get them to open and feel relaxed and talk about their experiences. After Jenny became more comfortable with Ashley, even more than what Jenny had told me came out. She claimed that there were a few times where she felt like she had lost time, where she'd be doing something and then find herself waking up on the couch or in bed and she could not remember ever lying down in the first place. That might explain the morning when I was knocking and she heard nothing. Ashley asked that Jenny forward the video to my email so both Ashley and I could view it closer since we use special software just for viewing photos and video of this kind. Ashley also asked Jenny's permission to come back the next day and run some tests that we sometimes do when we investigate any form of paranormal activity. Jenny agreed to our return the following day. After I made sure that Jenny would be okay for the time being, since Brad was due home in a couple of hours, we left and headed straight for my house to review the video. By the time we arrived at my place, the email was waiting in my inbox. Both Ashley and I uploaded the video to the software and we started the 2-minute-long video. At first, we ran the video at normal speed, then we took it to a frame by frame. This is where we saw the 3 different apparitions that entered Jenny's bedroom that night. The first apparition to enter the bedroom looked like it was TV snow, like the kind you get when a TV station isn't coming in back in the day. It was a white stripe with a top and bottom, but no middle. To us, it looked as if there were animated heads or faces stacked on top of one another. The second apparition enters the room at another timestamp. This small abnormality appeared to us first as perhaps the bedroom doorknob. After watching the clip over and over, we came to realize that the doorknob was moving up and down and side to side. We understand a doorknob moving side to side, but not up and down. That doesn't happen. The third apparition entering the room was a little bit later. This apparition had put on quite a show for everyone. At first, Ashley and I were not sure as to what we were looking at, since it was blown through so fast. Once we slowed it down frame by frame, we could tell that the apparition was taking on a human form. We're still somewhat confused as to how all of the apparitions were able to appear. From our research, we've discovered that for an apparition to appear, it needs some type of energy to form. This energy can be drawn from anything that emits energy: flashlights, radios, video cameras, cell phones, etc. Jenny did say that she had a small table fan going when this recording occurred. You can hear Jenny turning off the fan when she gets up off the bed, as well as a digital clock and, of course, her cell phone. Still, the third apparition formed an amazing light show. On the other hand of this awesome capture, Jenny captured the third apparition when entering Jenny's bedroom, moving directly towards her on the bed and proceeded to crawl onto the bed with her. You can see it doing this by watching the second apparition, who remained in the room before the third apparition and stayed after the third apparition left the room. You see the second one move and bounce up and down as the third one crawls onto the bed because Jenny's phone is disturbed by the motion of the bed. A few seconds after the third one disappears, the second one looks like it's flying away. At this point of the video, you hear Jenny get up and out of bed. You see some green and red lights flash and hear her clicking off the fan. Jenny then moves to the door and stands at the top of the stairs, pointing her phone down the stairs. As far as the red and green lights, we first assumed that it was Jenny's phone. Then we realized that if this were the case, who was it standing behind her recording a video? See a couple of shadows flick across the screen when she's recording down the stairs. This we assume to be Jenny's finger swiping across the screen. Then all of a sudden the video swipes out to dark. That was the end of the video. As mentioned, Jenny does not remember recording any of the videos. From that moment, things started to go downhill for Jenny and Brad. Ashley and I did return the following day and spent a good 2 hours running tests, recording audio with an EVP, and using other devices to help bring through any voices or any type of phenomena. When Ashley and I returned home to review the 2 hours of audio we captured the following day, Ashley had discovered a lot of the voices that came through on the recorder we used. The recordings are somewhat hard to hear unless you're wearing a good set of headphones, but you can definitely hear voices responding to some of the questions Ashley was asking. I must admit, now I have become a true believer of the afterlife, spirits, or ghosts. It just makes me wonder about UFOs and Bigfoot. I believe this video is being true. I do not believe that neither Jenny or Brad could fake a video this well. It takes special video editing and software to even come close to anything like what's on this video. Ashley and I have both sent this video into experts on video analysis, and they cannot explain it either. They do say, though, that the video has not been altered nor edited in any way. As mentioned, Brad and Jenny's relationship failed soon after that encounter. Ashley and I returned a few nights afterward and performed a cleansing of the house and property. We had arranged to visit with Jenny, and the day of Jenny had stopped at my house. We once again reminded Jenny that we would be at her house that night around 7 o'clock. When we arrived, we found Jenny sound asleep on the couch. Surprisingly, Brad was all but willing to follow through with the cleansing. It did take a few minutes for us to get Jenny up off the couch to participate in the cleansing. The four of us started in the basement. And since Jenny was deathly afraid to go into the basement, she stood at the top of the stairs while Ashley, Brad, and I went down. When we were finished and started back upstairs, we found that Jenny had returned to the couch and once again passed out. Ashley, Brad, and I finished the cleansing, the second and third floors of the house, and walked around the property. The surroundings did feel lighter to all of us when we were done. We came back to the front of the house. We found Jenny standing on the front porch. She looked well-rested and somewhat in a chipper mood. Within those 2 weeks after we cleansed the house, Jenny and Brad went their separate ways in their relationship. And Jenny had gotten to the point of accusing Brad of whispering behind her back and accusing him of conspiring against her. I've yet to see or hear from Jenny. I heard rumors about what had happened to her. However, they are just that, rumors, and are not worth the mention. However, Ashley and I have since returned to that house. Amazingly, Brad still lives there. He has since become more forward with what still takes place. Just recently, he contacted me to tell me about seeing a little girl standing in the bedroom across the hall from his bedroom. He told me that he laid there watching the girl. He said he made a movement which made the little girl turn her attention on him. He said that when she notices him, she smiled and waved at him, then disappeared. Occasionally, Ashley and I return to Brad's and do a walkthrough, and we have yet to be able to capture anything like that of what was on Jenny's video. Maybe the entities could feel that Jenny was easily scared, and they took advantage of it, showing themselves to her. Brad has since become involved with an old girlfriend from the past, and I've learned that she too will not go near the basement door, nor will she stay home alone in that house. So that's the story, believe it or not. I certainly do.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.